This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
You don't need us to tell you this. Consumer prices are up. They jumped 8.3% last month from 12 months earlier. But that's actually a sign that inflation is slowing. Listen to the AP's Sagar Magani.
After 7 months of gains, inflation slowed last month. Consumer prices were still up 8.3% from a year earlier, but that's below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which was the highest rate since 1981. On a month-to-month basis, prices rose 0.3% from March to April, still elevated, but the smallest jump in 8 months. Ongoing price hikes remain a financial problem for households and a major political one for President Biden.
Later today, the Senate will vote on an abortion bill. The AP's Mike Gracia says we may already know how this vote's going to turn out.
A test vote is scheduled in the Senate today on a Democratic bill to protect access to abortions. But the vote will be mostly symbolic, and it is expected to fail. The House passed the Women's Health Protection Act last year, but it's been held up in the Senate by a Republican filibuster. In the wake of last week's leak of a Supreme Court draft that indicated the landmark Roe v. Wade decision might be overturned later this year, today's Senate vote is largely about putting members on record.
A Russian ship believed to be carrying stolen grain from Ukraine has docked in Syria. Ukraine has alleged that the ship had thousands of tons of grains Russia stole from the country. Israel now says it's unclear who fired the bullet that killed an Al Jazeera journalist this morning in the West Bank. This backs away from earlier claims that Palestinian militants might have been responsible for killing Shireen Abu Akleh. A Kentucky woman accused of stabbing to death her two children has pleaded not guilty to murder charges. This is AP News. There's a little something unusual about the way a lot of people watch the Kentucky Derby, which was run over the weekend. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
An interesting TV tidbit from Saturday's Kentucky Derby. It's said that seeing is believing, and that appears to be the reason for a big spike in viewership for the Run for the Roses. The spike in question came not during the Kentucky Derby, but after it. It appears people wanted to see if it was true that 80-1 long shot Rich Strike actually won the race, and that added up to more people watching replays of the race than watched the Derby live. NBC said some 36 million people watched the finish on its social media accounts, while live Derby coverage was seen by an average of 16 million on the network and on its streaming service, Peacock. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Authorities will not file criminal charges against former heavyweight Mike Tyson after he was seen punching a fellow passenger on a plane at the airport in San Francisco. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.